Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she really has wisdom in dealing with the matters of the world, so that she cannot get deceived. I ask all these prayers you've always sent Jesus' name. Amen. Before we move on, I want to have a talk about just a word of caution, okay? When it comes to pretty much anything having to do, well, just anything in general, in all honesty, but and also to primarily when it comes to things of the spirits and when you're trying to find out what the truth is in relation to God, okay? Because pertaining to these teachings, since we're talking about Bible prophecy, I do want to warn you, sister. I pray you don't do this, but it is a common thing for most people to do these days is when listening to these teachings, the thing that would be the safest thing to do is to just listen to them, read the scriptures, pray about them, and let the Holy Spirit guide you, okay, in doing any of your own research, okay, but being very circumspect and very guarded, like it warns about in the book of Peter, okay. Because what is very common in our culture is for, and I've seen sisters do, is they have a question and immediately they start doing Google searches, okay? And they're like, oh, let me find out if this is true or not, okay? Especially when it comes to things about like Bible prophecy and sort of those hidden things of the spirit. And this is not wise, and I'll explain to you why. Google searches, okay, or just any search engine in general, what you're doing is you're asking artificial intelligence, okay, which we've already talked a bit about what artificial intelligence is, a question, and you're receiving your answer from anybody. You have no idea, in all honesty. I mean, you can look at your source, but when you do a search, it's not like you're going to a spirit-filled believer and asking for confirmation. You are asking the world. Because what comes up on your search engine, okay, the source, the person who wrote that website could be an atheist. It could be someone who is, believes something totally different and does not believe in Jesus Christ at all. And you're going to be going to these sources, okay, for guidance. And when you really think about that, of course, that's not wise, okay? You have to understand that when it comes to these matters, there's so much deception out there, okay? And I'm not saying don't do your own research. I'm not saying don't look into things. I'm saying be cautious and be careful. Be careful and be circumspect, like the scriptures warn, okay? And let the Holy Ghost guide you. He will bring about confirmation. He will bring about clarity. But what you don't want to do, okay, is walk in the flesh and try and start trying to figure things out on your own, okay? Because, for example, if you do a Google search, okay, which we'll probably talk a little bit more about the Pope, but you try and find out, for example, with Rome, okay, and the Catholic Church, who the first Pope, I don't mean to laugh, but this is just, it's funny. It's funny. But who the first pope is, if you do a search, who's the first pope, your answer that's going to come up, okay? Well, it depends because a lot of search engines, they use technology that filters your search results. So your search results will be different based upon what you previously searched, okay? Because they track you and use just different technology to filter your answers. So you have two people on two computers and they ask the exact same question and they'll get two totally different search result answers. The first person, if they're alert and they know about the Illuminati and stuff and sort of the New World Order, their answers will come up and they'll be more geared in that direction. You have, for example, a college student who does a lot of research, okay? They can ask the same exact question, and their search result answers will come up more with like just informational sources, encyclopedias, and things like that. They're not going to get the same answers, okay? So you really need to be careful and guarded because, like I'm just mentioned, okay, for example, if you do a search and you try and find out who the first pope is, okay, you're answer that's likely to come up is the answer is going to be the Apostle Peter. Okay, now this is a big lie. Okay, Peter was not the first pope. Okay, all you have to do, you don't even really need to read through your Bible entirely. All you need to do is read through your Bible. Is read through things like the Gospels, the Book of Galatians, and the Book of Acts, and you'll see Peter is out of all the apostles. None of the apostles would be a pope because they're spirit-filled, of course, and they're not going to have believers coming down and kissing their ring and stuff like that and bowing to them. They're not going to do that. But it literally happens. Something very similar happens in the book of Acts, okay, where Cornelius bows down to Peter and he says, "Don't do that. I'm a man just like you." And Peter's corrected numerous times throughout these books in the Bible, which is really funny because the Pope is supposed to be infallible. And Peter, out of all the apostles, is the most fallible. He makes the most mistakes, which is fine. He's the vessel. He's a chosen one of God, but he gets corrected quite often, okay? And so it's just when you know your scriptures, you're like, okay, that's a complete lie, okay? And there's just a lot. And I'll get into more detail about how to discern with this, with the things of the spirit and this third beast and the third portion of the statue. But you really want to be careful because you can get a lot of different things when you're doing a search engine, trying to get your answers off the internet and things like that. You got to be careful, okay? So I'll just go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just really has a lot of wisdom. And it's very guarded with this world, knowing there's a lot of deceptions out there for her soul, and to deceive, just to deceive her and pull her off the path. And that she asks continually to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand these things. I ask all these praise for this in Jesus' name, amen.